Bob Crane time now, 7 minutes past six. For McLean's.
It's McLean's, the toothpaste that cleans with a new kind of taste. That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
What a taste, what a zing. When you smile, all the bells will ring. Get them white, start tonight with McLean's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's time you tried the swinging new toothpaste that gets teeth irresistibly white. McLean's has a taste so dazzling you can feel it whiten. Your whole mouth feels refreshed and invigorated. Now try new McLean's, you hear?
It's McLean's, the toothpaste that cleans with a new kind of taste that's wild. What a taste, what a zing. When you smile, all the bells will ring. Get them white, start tonight with McLean's. Oh, yeah.
You still using that sweet kid stuff?
Light. The cigarette is Carlton.
Milder than you'd ever imagine. Higher in smoking pleasure than you'd ever expect.
On the pack, in the smoke, Carlton says it all.
Carlton, lightest smoke of all.
From the American Tobacco Company.
Compare with a hunk of a real life.
alive, girl. Speaking of miracles, this must be it.
Just when I started to learn how to knit,
I'm all in stitches from finding what riches a waltz can reveal with a real live girl. Real live girl. Real live
like fellas was once my belief.
What a reversal.
And what a relief.
I'll take the flowering hat and the towering heel and the squeal of a real live girl.
Broadway production. In fact, it was here in town last year with Sid Caesar starring in it, Little Me. This is A Real Live Girl, as done by the Ray Charles Singers. And prior to that, it was Lloyd Elliott and his trombones and Anything Goes. And a very happy good morning at 14 after 6. This is Bob Crane with the records.
Where were you? I've been going out of my mind.
You see, I was on my...
Darling, look. To be doing this terrible thing and to be late on top of it.
Well, look.
That's cream of wheat weather. Repeat. So guard your family with hot cream of wheat.
I'll give you the weather if you just wait a minute. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Increasing cloudiness, no smog. Patchy fog early tomorrow morning, but let's not worry about that now. It'll be a sunny day for everybody today and a high of around 70. A little bit lower than yesterday, 73, here in Los Angeles.
Hot cream of wheat helps build your family's resistance all through the winter, cold, and flu season.
Wonderful.
Enriched cream of wheat cereal guards your family with a full day supply of iron in every healthy bowlful. Mm-hmm. Many times more iron than any other leading cereal, hot or cold.
Right.
Quick or instant cream of wheat. Delicious.
Oh, you're so right. Hey, 15 minutes after 6 on the KNX clock is the time. This is KNX CBS Radio in Los Angeles. 1070 on your AM dial and 93.1 on your FM dial. Hear that music of South America? With a flutist that's obviously out of his mind. Doesn't even play the right notes. What do you think it would cost you to get to South America? Or to Europe? Or around the world? 5,000, 4,000, 3,000 maybe? Really stretching it? Wrong. You can make the big circle for only $1,288 on a Pan Am Jet Economy ticket. You really weren't thinking about it at this hour of the morning, were you? You fly from Los Angeles back to L.A. with the world in between. And fun? Let me tell you. What would you like to see? South America? The islands? Hawaii? Exotic cities? Hong Kong? Beirut? I knew that would make you happy. Climb an Alp. Far out sights and way out things to do. Watch a Siamese temple dancer. Or listen to a flutist in South America. It's got a silly audience. Catch a late show on the Champs-Élysées. Well, you map it out yourself for a few days, a few months, a whole year if you want, and you don't have to pay for your ticket right away. Charge it with an American Express credit card. See a Pan Am travel agent today or call Madison 93292 for the world's most experienced airline. After all, as long as you're going around the world, you may as well fly the very best there is. It's obviously, our flutist is entertaining those wonderful folks. We're going to have Regis Philbin, who just received the word the other day that his TV show has been canceled. and Michael Jackson, who just received the word the other day that his radio show was canceled. And we're going to find out why and all that sort of stuff at 9:15. Regis Philbin and Michael Jackson. This is Bob Crane and the Ray Conniff Singers at 17 minutes after 6 on the KNX clock.
The sky was blue.
Enjoyment in the Western way of life, in mountain lakes, ski runs, bobsled rides, in desert flowers, wooded trails and grassy meadows. There's satisfaction, contentment, confidence. This is the life Western Federal Savings helps you enjoy. At Western Federal, you have assurance that your savings are protected, available, growing. Western Federal offers you cautious investment of funds, insurance on accounts, high earnings. Western Federal offers you prosperity, confidence, contentment. It's the Western way of life. Start enjoying it today. Start saving at Western Federal Savings.
That's right. Western Federal Savings and Loan has 6 offices to serve you, too.
Is that what's playing havoc with your digestive tract today, cousin?
No, it's not playing havoc with the digestive tract. There's a Western Federal Savings in Beverly Hills at 9510 Wilshire Boulevard in the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. That's Western Federal Savings and Loan. There's an office near you. 20 minutes after 6 on the KNX clocks of time, 20 after 6. Jack Chapin, our fine engineer, went to see a movie yesterday, Lord Jim, which is opening tonight, I believe. Tonight is the premiere out here. Anyway, went to see a preview of it. And you left during the intermission, right? It's too long. Well, that's, I told you, loved Sound of Music on Sunday, think it's the greatest picture, and I can't wait to go back to see the second half. But my daughter, who's, of course, only 4 years old, so when the lights come on, she says, that's it, let's go, you know. And I said, it said intermission on the screen. She said, I don't know that word, let's go now. There are a couple of pictures we've left during the intermission for various reasons. Sound of Music was because of my daughter. You left, you just thought it was too long, right, Jack? We left at the end of the first part of Cleopatra. Someday we're hoping to catch up with that, perhaps. The music was great in Lord Jim. That's Bronislav Kaper's music, by the way. Make all of our regular listeners very happy to know that. But the amazing thing is, if I ever get to see any of the second half of these movies, I'll have to try to remember what the heck the first half was about to make it connect, you know. Imagine going to see this, the second half of, let's say, Mary Poppins, and thinking it's Cleopatra. And keep on thinking, or vice versa, go see the first half of Mary Poppins and the second half of Cleopatra, and say, when did Mary become a swinger? You know, God, really shake you up. Hey, are you still drinking the same old fruit juices for breakfast? You know the kind of fruit juices we mean. For between meal snacks, for mixing with other juices or drinks. Well, there's a guy in St. Louis whose name is Davey Bold, and he is pretty well juiced up on just about anything, and he's got a story for you. Listen.
I love English humor. There was an Englishman in a cab here in St. Louis. Cabby was kind of a wise guy. He said, "Hey, Limey, you want to hear a riddle?" He said, "All right, I'll give it a go." He said, "Well, it isn't my sister, it isn't my brother, it's a child of my father and mother. Who is it?" He says, "I give up, who is it?" He said, "It's me." He said, "That's clever, I'll try that when I get back to England." When he gets back to London, sees a few of his buddies, he said, "Would you like to hear a little riddle I brought back from the colonies?" He said, "All right, we'll give it a try." He says, "It isn't my sister, it isn't my brother, it's a child of my father and mother. Who is it?" He said, "We give up, who is it?" He said, "Some cab driver in St. Louis."
Now, there's a guy that started the day with Ocean Spray. That's it. I can make it rhyme any old time. Cranberry juice is the juice we're talking about, the juice with a different flavor, a flavor all its own. Tart and tangy, clean and refreshing. Made from pure cranberry juice with all its natural, healthful goodness. For the true, unique flavor and all the healthful benefits of cranberries, insist on Ocean Spray cranberry juice. Enjoy it chilled, straight out of the bottle, on the rocks, mixed with other fruit juices or drinks. But just drink different. Drink Ocean Spray cranberry juice cocktail, regular or low calorie, in pint, quart, and family size bottles. Ocean Spray cranberry juice is good for you, and you'll like it besides. It's 23 minutes after 6 on the KNX clock. And from Ray Conniff Singers, a lover come back to me, to Miss Edie Gourmet from her latest album, And As Long As He Needs Me.
He doesn't say the things he should, he acts the way he thinks he should, but all the same, I'll play the game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. As long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I love him, right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong as long as he. If you are lonely, then you will know when someone needs you, you love him so. Don't betray his trust, though people say.
Gourmet from her album The Sound of Music and other beautiful Broadway show tunes, and of course As Long As He Needs Me. I think that's from Oliver, the Broadway show Oliver. 25 and a half minutes after 6 on the KNX clock. It's a chilly 54 degrees here in Hollywood. It'll eventually be up around 70 in town, 65 in Long Beach, Santa Monica 60, Burbank 70, Lake Arrowhead 52, Palmdale 60, Riverside 67, Palm Springs 75, Bakersfield 75, San Diego 70, and Santa Barbara 65 degrees.
Want to drive like a professional?
Well,
listen to these three tips from local Shell dealers.
All right.
One, get into the habit of slowing down well before you corner. Then you can take turns at a steady speed without using your brakes. Smooth cornering is a sure sign of the professional driver. Two, pass professionally. Stay back from the car you plan to pass, then when it's safe, signal, pull out smoothly, and overtake it. Pull back into lane only after you see the other car in your mirror. Three, watch as far ahead as you can for slowing traffic and stop lights.
You, sir, do you mind telling me what you think about unilateral disarmament?
And start slowing down early. That's the professional way.
If you want to drive like a professional, remember those three tips from local Shell dealers.
Thanks.
Slow down well before cornering.
Yes.
Pass smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what's happening well ahead. And here's another professional tip. Make sure your car's in top condition. Remember, your Shell dealer gives it a thorough inspection free with every Shell lubrication. Service is his business.
I just noticed we have a rebuttal this morning at 8:15 on KNX Radio. All right, the exciting station that brings you all sorts of events throughout the day. For instance, we have Regis Philbin and Michael Jackson with us this morning. Michael, of course, has many radio listeners who would like to know what happened over at KHJ and what's going to happen to him. And Regis Philbin, of course, a lot of people would like to know what happened, or what's going to happen to his TV show. It's now seen at 5 o'clock every afternoon. It was on opposite Johnny Carson. Should have some fun this morning. And many people are asking, what about rock and roll, huh?
Hey there, Bunky.
What is that?
You say you're in the middle of a mad wiggle and your garage key lands in Chubby Checker's mouth?
No, I don't wiggle.
And your hips haven't stopped since Tuesday?
Tuesday,
and
well.
And there goes your watch.
Yes.
What and you get hooked up with a wild old lady and she's been trailing you ever since?
Could happen, yes.
And somebody called for a waltz and they stomped him.
Well, no, they wouldn't.
And you go all out on a big riff and you start twisting and spinning and end up in the bartender's arms.
No, I don't do...
Is that what's plaguing your conscience today, Bunky?
Get your share. Get the lion's share.
Right. No, no. There's actually... No,
get a Dodge.
You know, hold it a minute, Charlie. If you want the lion's share, we're going to get to what is known now as old-fashioned rock and roll. It was one of the first songs, and I can remember, what was it, 15, 16 years ago, the Ames Brothers had a big hit on the song coming up, just to let the teenagers know that we're not all completely square. If you want the lion's share of big car comfort and performance featured in a low-priced family-size car, get Coronet at your Los Angeles and Orange County Dodge dealers. Coronet sedans, wagons, convertibles all give you more uncluttered beauty, more room for passenger comfort, more performance features, your choice of 6 and 8 cylinder engines, including a 426 cubic inch V8 with 4-barrel carburetor if you want to drag. You want to drag? Not particularly. You want to, don't burp. Once you've enjoyed Coronet's ease of parking, lively acceleration, and sports car cornering, you'll agree Coronet gives you more of everything. Right now, your Los Angeles and Orange County Dodge dealers are offering big trades, low down payments, and easy turns. See the low price family size Coronet today and...
Put a Dodge in your garage, honey.
Oh, you're so right. This one goes back 16 years, but just re-released in a brand new album with the Chipmunks singing for children. Remember this one?
M-O-N, we say M-O-N-O-M-O-P,
M-O-P,
M-O-P-P,
M-O-P-P,
Mop,
Mop.
That's a big one.
M-O-P-P, Mop, 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 R.
R.
We say R-A.
It's just a right song like that.
R-A-G,
R-A-G,
R-A-G-G,
R-A-G-G.
So jazzy.
Now taste the delicious difference. The premium flavor so rare and fine.
There's more of everything good, everything that
makes life grand in man a shepherd's wife. Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man a shepherd's what a wine.
Yes, taste the delicious premium quality flavor difference in Manischewitz wines. And if you like grape wines, you'll like 100% pure Manischewitz Concord wine even more.
Right.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
Oh, you're so right. 28 minutes before 7 on the KNX clock, that was Ragbop, as done by the Chipmunks. Singing for Children is the title of the album. Just came out this past week. Goes back 16 years. You feel like an old fogey, doesn't it? Hey, speaking of that, we got a brand new album from Benny Goodman. Just came in from Japan, believe it or not. It's an album called Made in Japan. Everything is nowadays. This is Bob Crane with Records over KNX AM and FM in Los Angeles, 1070 on your AM dial, 93.1 on your FM dial, and this is CBS Radio, of course. And now with the news, Lloyd Perrin.
From the KNX Radio News Bureau, here is a summary of late national, international, and regional news. Senate Republican leader Everett Dirksen and Attorney General Nicholas Katzenbach have begun work on legislation to protect Negro voting rights. Dirksen, who played a major role in the passage last year of the Civil Rights Bill, says he wants a voting law that is both practical and enforceable. He expressed doubt that there would have to be changes in the Senate filibuster rule in order to get this legislation passed. B-57 jets with American pilots flew 4 sorties today against communist-held positions in the Mekong River Delta east of Saigon. The bomb targets are in a province where South Vietnamese forces have been conducting a prolonged search and destroy campaign. The Saigon government has issued the first report of any aerial opposition over communist North Vietnam. It said 3 planes tried to intercept South Vietnamese planes yesterday as they returned from a bombing mission in the communist North. Reports from North Sumatra say the Indonesian government will formally take over American-owned rubber plantations valued at $80 million today. Government officials describe the action as a management takeover, but Western diplomatic legal experts say it is a confiscation. Soviet Premier Kosygin has returned to Moscow after a visit to East Germany. While there, Kosygin attended the annual Leipzig trade fair and went to East Berlin, where he had his first look at the wall dividing the city. Pope Paul marked the sign of the cross with ashes on his forehead to lead the world's 500 million Catholics into the Lenten season. The Pope's observance of the Ash Wednesday ritual occurred during a mass he celebrated at his private chapel in the Vatican. From next Monday to Saturday, the Pope and his staff will go into a spiritual retreat, and all papal audiences will be canceled. The deadlock in negotiations between striking South Atlantic Coast longshoremen and shippers has been intensified by a demand of the union that its members handle the lines in the docking of ships in the South Atlantic area. In North and South Carolina, ships' lines are handled by state workers of the respective port authorities. Talks between the shippers and the union are scheduled to resume in Miami Beach today. More news in a moment.
Some evening when you're just sitting around chatting, try this. Say to your wife, "Let's take a vacation, go somewhere really wonderful," and then ask, "Of all places, where would you like to go best?" And then watch it happen. She'll probably close her eyes. A dreamy smile will come over her face, and she'll say, "Hawaii." And then you'll almost hear the music and see those visions of swaying palm trees and golden beaches. Happens like that almost every time, because Hawaii is just about everybody's dream vacation spot. At United Airlines, we know that's so, because you see, we take people there. We'd like to take you there, too. United can do it for just $100 plus tax. Call United and ask about a Hawaiian vacation trip, or see your travel agent. Either way, we'll soon be saying to you, "Aloha, welcome aboard."
The Assembly Criminal Procedure Committee has approved a bill to increase the maximum penalty to a year's jail term and a $1,000 fine for persons convicted for driving 2 or more times with a suspended operator's license. The present law allows a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail and a $500 fine for a first conviction and a 6-month jail term on following convictions. The bill's author said the penalty would be imposed any time within 7 years of a previous conviction. Supervisor Frank Minnelli charges that most county department heads are ignoring an order that all creation of new employee positions be suspended. Benelli, who's termed Departmental 65 and 66 budget requests an alarming mockery of the order, noted that of 101 county departments, only five thus far have indicated future cutbacks for a total of 17 workers. The remainder have asked for creation of 3,758 additional positions. Consideration of most of the requests will be delayed until budget hearings begin in June. Vice President Hubert Humphrey will speak at UCLA Charter Day ceremonies April 2nd. The announcement was made by UC President Clark Kerr. The ceremonies observe the 97th anniversary of the chartering of the university. Developers plan a space-age subdivision in Oxnard for flying businessmen. Besides the usual garage, each home will have an attached aircraft hangar. There'll be taxi strips leading to Ventura County Airport just south of the luxury development. Well, the head of California's Division of Alcoholic Rehabilitation says children should be taught to drink while in school. Dr. Arthur Hollister told an audience in Pasadena this would be the only realistic approach to living with alcohol. Hollister said the proper parties would have to determine the scope and contents of such an educational program. That's the news till now. Lloyd Perrin reporting. Again, Bob Crane.
Good luck to you. 22 minutes before 7 on the KNX clock. 22 before 7. I think that that is the stupidest idea I've heard yet. Ridiculous. That's his opinion against ours, you know. Close your eyes, and I will close mine. It's Wednesday morning, March the 3rd, and this is a brand new release from Benny Goodman. It's going to be up around 70 today. It's a chilly 55 right now.
Is that what's perturbing you today, Bubby?
Not really. This is recorded in Japan, Benny's new quartet.
Check into the Hotel Plaza, right in the heart of San Francisco. You'll like the Hotel Plaza.
Full hotel service at low motel rates. Everything you need is there.
Get all the extras at Hotel Plaza right on Union Square.
It's a fact. There's a special bonus at Hotel Plaza, and that is convenience. You won't need a taxi to get to Macy's or iMagnon or the Emporium or the airline's offices. Even the medical center at 450 Sutter is only a block away. Parking? Available space for 3,450 cars. When you plan to go to San Francisco, stay at Hotel Plaza. It's the location in the middle of things. Why settle for a suburban motel, rather, and pay the same rates as you would for downtown? You know?
Get all the extras at Hotel Plaza right on Union Square.
Right. For immediate reservation confirmation in Los Angeles, call Hubbard 38791. Hubbard 38791. For immediate confirmed reservations at Hotel Plaza in San Francisco. Incidentally, it's 18 minutes before 7 on the KNX clock, and that was Benny Goodman in the quartet in a brand new album made in Japan. They recorded this on one of his recent tours over there with a swinging new quartet. The three gentlemen whose names I don't even recognize, but they're American musicians who went with Benny Goodman to Japan. And that answers that question that you hadn't even asked and could care less. It's March the 3rd, it's Wednesday, and it's going to be a nice day eventually, up around 70 degrees, a little bit less than yesterday, 73. There'll be no smog and mostly sunny for just about everybody in the mountains and here in town and so on. It's a chilly 54 degrees right now, by the way. Regis Philbin and Michael Jackson are in-person guests this morning at 9:15. What else I have to tell you? Oh, I just read a review on the new late-night show on ABC that Shelley Berman was the host for the other night. You know Shelley Berman, Jack, yes. The review in Variety Today says, forget it. It says, Les Crane show replacement had a mediocre start and went downhill from there. I saw it, and it's one of those things, a lot of comics, a lot of actors think that the Jack Parr, Johnny Carson routine is a simple one. They say, what do? You just sit at a desk. Oh, what an easy way to make a buck. And let them try it. And they all fall flat. That's a tough thing to do. As this reviewer says, those late night interview things all depend on who the guy is that asks the questions. Otherwise, you get nowhere. That's the reason why we get nowhere on the 9:15 voice of the show. But that's something else again. What else we got? Oh, hey, almost forgot. Have you had your MJB yet this morning, son of a... I should have said that before.
Isn't the old philosopher saying, you show me an antique stringed instrument that's been stored in the attic,
yeah,
and I'll show you a dirty liar.
Right you are. MJB instant coffee is not stored in the attic. It's stored in your closet. Instant coffee with imported richness. All it takes is a little warm water or hot water, and you've got it. The best coffee in the market today. It's the only major instant coffee that's made fresh right where it's grown. MJB, made in Managua, Nicaragua. And guess who makes it? Not Managua, Nicaraguans. MJB makes it. Right down there off the bushes they do. Packed fresh to ensure richness. Then it's imported through San Francisco for you. Try and see what imported richness means in your cup. Taste the greater freshness and brighter flavor. Enjoy the natural strength. Pick up a jar of MJB instant coffee the next time you shop. You'll see imported richness right there on the label. You don't want to mess around. They'll tell you right off the bat what it is. You'll taste imported richness, of course, in the first cup. MJB instant coffee, coffee, with imported richness. Get so shook up about it, I can't even talk straight. 15 minutes before 7 on the KNX clock's the time. This is KNX CBS Radio, Los Angeles, 1070 on your AM dial, 93.1 on your FM dial. Incidentally, in sports last night, the Lakers defeated the Philadelphia 76ers, and they play Boston tonight. This is Steve Lawrence.
If it takes forever, I will wait for you. Thousand summers, I will wait for you till you're back beside me, till I'm holding you, till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Forevermore, I'll wait for you.
clock will tick away the hours one by one, and then the time will come when all the waiting's done, the time when you return and find me here and run straight to my waiting arms. If it takes forever, I will wait for you for a thousand summers. I will wait for you till you're here beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore sharing your love.
That was a good movie.
Great.
You know, I like watching the movies on these TWA jets. Good way to get your mind off business.
Makes the trip seem a lot shorter, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that big screen makes it just like seeing a movie in a downtown theater at home.
Sure does. Brand new movies, color, good sound. Everything except the popcorn in the lobby.
You know, when I get...
TWA shows you color movies on wide theater-style screens through the United States and to Europe. There's no extra charge in Royal Ambassador First Class or in Jet Coach. Films by In-Flight Motion Pictures. If you want to relax or nap, just remove your headset. Fly TWA and see movies just the way you do in your favorite theater.
That's it. Remember, that's TWA that can fly you wherever you want to go and show you anything you may want to see. Fly to Boston, New York, or Washington, see a new movie on the way. No extra charge in Royal Ambassador First Class or in Jet Coach. Call TWA at 483-1100 or see your travel agent. There are no SIG alerts, no traffic bulletins this morning, and it's the beginning of what promises to be a pretty nice day this Wednesday, March the 3rd, if you're just getting up. There is a KNX rebuttal this morning at 8:15 to one of our editorials. And as I mentioned before, Philadelphia was defeated last night by the Los Angeles Lakers in basketball. The reason I mention that now is because Elroy Hirsch sometimes is heard at this point in our show and other days later. He'll be on at 20 minutes of 9 today to tell you all about sports. And Tom Kelly will be here at... 10 minutes after 8. And who else do we have?
This is Dick Clutt from the pad, at the launching pad. Mon, you must have been pretty jangled when you heard you're going to make the scene. What did you do?
Lottie, darling.
Yes, Lena.
May I speak frankly?
Don't you always, Lena?
It's your figure, dear.
Superb, isn't it?
No, Lottie, spreading. What you need is Lycra, the new spandex fiber from DuPont. It's gorgeous in girdles and bras. Gives you the control you need, but it feels like absolutely nothing on.
That's it. That's Lycra. And it's the scientific spandex fabric that makes the difference with Lycra. And Olga's ingenious design ability, and don't ask me who the this girl Olga is, but they've created the suddenly slim panty girdle now available at all Robinson stores. And of course, if you're looking to make your figure look the way it should, I suggest you stop off at the Robinson store today and ask for the scientific Lycra spandex fabric panty girdle.
Good luck with your mouth!
All right. Thank you, madam, for your solicitation, or whatever it was. Incidentally, that was Steve Lawrence a moment ago that sang I Will Wait For You. And this is Earl Grant at the organ in meditation at 7:30. Come on, everybody into the pool. The typist pool.
Thank you.
Us Territon smokers would rather fight than switch.
What gives Territon the taste worth fighting for? The bright, inspiring taste worth fighting for. Territon's got a charcoal tip and it's got a white one too. Together they improve that great tobacco taste for you. Get the cigarette with the taste worth fighting for. Join the unswitchables, smoke Territon.
Territon cigarettes are the cigarette for you, sir.
I don't care anything about it.
Well, listen.
I have a job to go to. Well, get out here.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come into your bedroom.
Get the charcoal tip with the taste worth fighting for.
I saw you standing there.
Join the unswitchables, smoke Territon.
One of those
Territon
guys.
From the American Tobacco Company.
One of those guys who wants to fight over his cigarette all the time. All right. It's 6 minutes before seven on the KNX clock. Six before seven. That was the meditation as done by Earl Grant at the organ just a moment ago. I was just reading here about some of these TV shows that are coming on next fall. You've never seen A Fugitive, have you, Jack? Well, the sincerest form of flattery, I guess, is imitation. And now they've got a bunch of shows where there's a guy running. Because Fugitive is a guy running. They got one now called An Amnesiac Cowboy, called Man Called Shenandoah. That's the title of the show. And then Coronet Blue is about a 19-year-old youth trying to establish his identity. And then Ben Gazzara is in another pressure marathon, Run for Your Life. And, you know, one show hits of a guy running and three more are going to come out. There's a comedy writer here in town who's just come up with a show to combat these type shows. It's called Chained.
Month after month, thousands upon thousands of savers move their accounts to big, safe, friendly American savings.
Just a guy sitting there
chained. That's why this month American Savings has joined the five largest in America.
Mm-hmm.
Of the nation's 6,400 savings associations, American Savings is among the five largest. This greater strength means added protection for your insured savings. For the greater safeguards of Americans' mighty 680 millions in resources, plus higher interest of 4.85% computed daily on funds held to quarter's end, move your funds to American Savings.
Through 4 years and more, my friends, American led the way. We're big and safe and friendly, and that's the way we'll stay. Our giant strength brings peace of mind to thousands every day.
That's American Savings and Loan, of course, and they're serving Southern California with 17 offices, including the Sherman's Oaks office, Ventura and Sepulveda, main office, of course, in Whittier. Hey, speaking of money, I just happened to think, is the tax assessor coming around now? Did I hear that the other day, that this is the time that he comes around and checks? You can't keep the door locked. They're going to keep on coming back. I figured out something. You just don't let them see everything. Now, what I'm trying to figure out, how the heck to hide the garage? I told my wife, if you don't mention it, they'll never notice it. She says, there's a car in it.
Heartaches.
I said, get rid of the car.
Heartaches. My loving you, man, only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. It's just a burning memory. Heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happier with someone new. Aches for you. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should
That's what I like, high-class music. They just don't make it anymore. That's a brand new release by the husband and wife team of Dean and Lynn Elliott. Lynn doing the singing and Dean's orchestra backing her up with his silly giggles and whatnot there. And if you're just getting up, it's 2 minutes before seven.
Get out of here.
Oh, I'm not in your bedroom.
That switching sound you hear is more and more motorists switching to Richfield Boron.
Yes.
Switching to the finest premium that costs no more. It's true. The finest premium, Richfield Boron, costs no more. The patented Boron formula delivers smoother power, cleans your carburetor, and keeps it clean. So switch to Richfield Boron. You'll enjoy the change.
By the way, I meant to mention before, too, this being Wednesday, March the 3rd, today is the beginning of Lent. It's Ash Wednesday, and the Pope's annual Ash Wednesday Lenten message will be carried live from the Vatican today at 12:50. That's between 12 and 1 at noon today. And repeated again tonight at 8:15 here on KNX, where you're tuned right now. This is Bob Crane with the records and a listening reminder. We'll be back in the... That's a reminder, not a threat. We'll be back in 15 minutes right after the news and sports. Until then, goodbye.
This is KNX and KNX FM, 1070 radio in Los Angeles.
Come on into the Broadway for Bel Air stockings made of Cantrice, the totally new nylon from DuPont. Stockings with the fit and comfort of stretch and elegant sheerness, too. Come on into the Broadway. Ask for stockings of Cantrice. No baggy ankles and no tight knees with Cantrice. These stockings move with you, never wrinkle. Get Bel Air stockings of marvelous new Cantrice in wonderful colors at the Broadway.
News time now, 7 o'clock.
From a woman who obviously knows you very well, Regis. She wants to know if you're going to accept the offer to go to Boston to do a show. Do you know anything about that?
Westinghouse, in my release, said they have other projects for me. And so I asked, mm-hmm. and I believe it would probably be some kind of a show coming out of Boston. Incidentally, a number one in Boston. Now, doesn't that break your heart?
Well, first
to
of all, it's a marvelous
number
station.
One in Boston.
It's
yes,
a marvelous WBZA, Boston Springfield.
But I don't think I'm going.
Great prestige.
Yeah. Did you ever work Boston?
I worked Springfield, Mass.
What? Who did you? The telephone or disc jockey?
I did a morning radio and TV show. Simulcast.
Did you do interviews and stuff like that there?
Oh, yes. Stop. Nobody understood a word I was saying because I was three times as fast when I first arrived from Britain, you know. And
are you from England or Australia?
Neither. Well, I mean, I'm from England, but I lived 11 years in South Africa.
And that's where you first broke into radio?
Yes. I ran What's My Tribe.
Swell. Now, hey, let me tell you, What's My Tribe? Get him out of here. He saved 13 new bangies from committing suicide.
Right. When they kiss, man, it's the
in
most.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Now, did you ever work Boston before, yes. Regis? Or have you always worked West Coast?
Always West Coast.
That was when you were...
I was a page at NBC in New York, 1955. My first show was Steve Allen's Tonight Show.
Hey, that's one of those storybook things. From a page on the Steve Allen Show to taking his place... Which was a pretty wild
thing. In the unemployment line, yes.
Yeah, well, that's right. Steve Allen's radio show was also going off, isn't it, Michael?
I would imagine that possibly it might conceivably be terminated.
You're beginning to sound like a politician, I mean.
No, I'm straight.
A woman called to ask if there was anything the listeners could do to keep the Regis Philbin show on TV.
It's right, right to Shelley Berman?
No, is there any...
There's nothing that can be done. Have you ever heard of a TV show or a TV personality being saved by mail? I never have.
No.
Of all the people who've gone off, I mean, you know, big names. How can it be saved?
I think that people are very, very kind to be concerned about Regis and...
They're concerned about you too, Michael.
Well, and, all right, thank you.
Who's going to stop them from killing themselves
but
now that he's
the
gone?
The point is, it's just a change in our careers. That's all.
Is that what it is?
I hope. Yeah, I think so. It's just we're going on to other things.
Now, is there a possibility we'll be hearing you on the radio in this area again soon?
Yes. Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Can I tell you something? His palms are moist right now, watching you work, really.
I'm not envious. Yes, I am. I'm happily envious.
You want this?
Does he want it? He's salivaring at the mouth for it.
Take it. It's yours. I'm such a good guy. Take it like that.
Do I get the bumper sticker on the wall, too?
No. That bumper sticker, vote yes on no, is a gift from Jerry Lewis. Just to drop a name there. Hey, I want to drop another name
to you. That was a name that got dropped, didn't it?
Yes. There again, here's a guy that was doing a TV show that a couple of people decided wasn't right, and that went off. So you guys aren't the first to have your show shot out from under you.
I know. That's why we're surprised that you've invited us here.
Well, because I like you, that's why.
This is our comeback, Mike. It is.
This is your career, kid.
I see. I'm going to join the Peace Corps.
Oh, wait, really?
I heard a marvelous little tiny story about the Peace Corps. Can I tell you? It's quite true.
All right.
In areas like Colombia, where they sweat all day long and they dig ditches, and in Tanganyika, where they're building outside johns because they've had them inside in the past, and unpleasantly so, the work is not particularly nice. And when they meet each other in the morning, they don't say, how are you, or hello, or, you know, hi, they greet each other by the words, ask not.
Oh, all right.
I just think that's rather nice, ask not. They raise their hand and just simply say that.
If you get back on radio, is that the kind of stuff you're going to pull?
Now my palms are moist.
Let me tell you, mine are moist, too. I think the whole thing is going down the drain. Hey, how are the springs in your mattress? I want to ask you. I'm asking a rather simple question here because we happen to have Doug Anand. Is it A-N-N-A-N-D? Anand? Doug Anand. It sounds like an analgesic, doesn't it? Doug Anand, general manager of Serta Mattress, and he has for a long time wanted to find out how the springs in our listeners' mattresses were. And Doug, I want to tell you, we've been doing our best to sell these things. I don't know how sales are going or how they're going to go in the future because of our spots on the show.
I think it's really going to work. They're just...
Do you, Doug? Do you?
Just a few frightening problems I haven't been able to solve.
Well, Doug...
I just can't get the nose cone to work.
The nose cone, I see. It's an only mattress with a nose cone in it. Shoots you right out of bed. The coils, actually, are what he's talking about. They're connected to support each other, to support you better. You sleep on a perfect sleeper, not in it. You'll smile with surprise at all the friends that also have this mattress. I thought I was going to say all the friends you'll meet. Regular or extra length, full or twin width, inner spring or foam latex, firm or extra firm, and the price of the mattress, $79.50. By the way, it is a great mattress, too, and we don't do any of that phony baloney stuff of putting a glass of water on it to show you that it... What does it prove? You know, how many people go to bed with a glass of water on their springs? Visit your nearest Serta dealer, where a smiling salesman will actually lie down on the bed to show you. It'll be the happiest choice you'll ever make in sleeping comfort. It's a great mattress, Serta Perfect Sleeper. My mother-in-law swears by it. Words to go sleep by. How's that for a testimonial?
I think a swearing grandmother is a very good testimony at any time.
He's got one more story about the Peace Corps.
Oh, forget it. I don't want to hear about the Peace Corps. No, Serta mattresses are the greatest. We have them at home. And, Doug, we do want to... Don't bother telling us how you hope everything turns out fine.
Ask not.
In the future. But can the people write to save everybody on this show? It's too late for both of our guests to go back to what they were doing, and better things are coming. Let's put it that way, right?
Right.
Is there a chance, Michael, we've already established we'll be on the air, perhaps on radio in this area soon. Is there any chance of Regis staying here?
I think I will, Bob. I think I will, yeah.
Has anybody offered you anything?
Oh, a couple of little things, but nothing really definite right now. Nothing that I can actually say that I'm going to be doing.
A woman called before and said that she and her family just love the 5 o'clock show, and she would like to know what the rating difference was between when you were on late night here in town and when you switched to 5 o'clock.
We only had two real books to choose from. I was on, you know, for 3 months. In other words, 3 months rating books.
Yeah.
Two books came out while I was on before I got the word. And the first book, the second book had doubled the first. Now, this week, the book started coming out again, and this book had doubled the second book.
In other words, your ratings were going up.
Yes, they were. At number one in Boston. I keep saying
Let's have a tea party.
Well, where were you in town here, position-wise? Were you beating Lloyd Thaxton?
I really... At 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I was beating Lloyd Thaxton. Lloyd Thaxton's pretty tough to beat in this town.
Well, he's got the rock and roll kids and the little girls that dance and that sort of
thing. He's all over the country, 77 markets now.
How many markets were you in?
About 20.
20. How many was Steve in?
Steve started at 16 and worked up to 47 and then came down to I don't know how many.
A gentleman called before and wanted to know who Les Crane and Johnny Carson were.
I keep asking that question.
And I sort of go along with the gentleman that did call. Michael Jackson, did you have another Peace Corps thing before I sell something again?
I hadn't really thought about it.
All right, I see. I want to say that Michael had a late-night television show here, too. He did a midnight to 12:30 show that he had me on one night. How long did that last?
I put everybody on.
I know, but you don't have to alibi.
Oh, about half an hour, from midnight.
How many weeks?
26.
26 weeks?
Yes. It was murder because I did 5 hours on radio, then I had 4.5 minutes to get on, make up, meet my guest, get in front of the camera.
Talk about alibis.
And I did a bad show.
Did you ever hear anything like that?
No, you weren't satisfied with the show yourself.
No, not at all. Not at all. It was impossible. My mind wasn't thinking crisply, you know.
Yeah.
Can I go to the War Corps? I have a confession. I went back to San Francisco for the first time in 2 years last week, and I don't drink, and I had 2 beers, and I was in a yacht race, and I got disqualified.
Why?
Well, they had a cannon on board, and I kept firing beer cans at other yachts, and I got 2. And it isn't every Englishman who's had 2 beers that can fire beer cannons in the middle of a race and get 2 other yachts. They were both American.
I see. That's swell. Hey, by the way, Michael, when he's on the radio, usually talks on the phone. He doesn't tell stories about the Peace Corps or shooting
beer cans.
We don't want to confuse people.
If any way to run an airline, jet with National and sea.
Coast to coast to coast.
Think you can't get much mileage out of $25? If you're planning a trip to New York, National will add Miami for only $25 more than round-trip jet coach fare. We call this exclusive the Triangle Fare. You'll call it quite a buy.
Jet with National and sea.
Coast to coast to coast.
Jet with National.
That's National Airlines, of course, that the little girl is talking about. And this is KNX 1070 on your AM dial, 93.1 on your FM dial. And this is Bob Crane with the records. And our guests this morning, Regis Philbin and Michael Jackson. And a reminder, this afternoon, Mrs. Martin Luther King will be heard here live on KNX at 4:15 on KNX Storyline. She'll be talking about her role as the wife of the Nobel Peace Prize winning civil rights leader. Mrs. Martin Luther King this afternoon at 4:15 on KNX Radio.
Look into Lincoln Savings. It pays. Your savings earn interest from date of receipt, paid at quarter's end. Interest to date of withdrawal after 6 months. Interest compounded daily. One saver sees it this way.
It's the idea that you're going to get more money at the end of 6 months or at the end of the year. To me, it's an investment because they give it to you daily.
Another saver talks of interest to date of withdrawal.
I just hope and pray that this is going to be successful. The American people are waiting.
All right.
Last year, my little boy had to have a minor operation, and it cost a couple $100. I think I took it out on the 17th or 18th of the month. And I got interest right, too, the day I took it out. Now, somewhere else, I wouldn't have made any interest on it at all unless I left it in to the end of the quarter.
Visit or call Lincoln Savings, Los Angeles, Santa Ana, Sherman Oaks. Lincoln Savings has great interest for you.
A woman just called to say that she agrees with us that the Shelley Berman late night show hasn't been too good. She said, I think Les Crane did a better job on that show. And here again, there are lots of changes going on in the business here. Regis, have you ever thought of going into acting?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have in the last couple of months.
Since you got on the afternoon
show. Hey, Bob, listen, it's such a thrill to meet Michael Jackson. Let me tell you a short story about my own Peace Corps days in the Hollywood Hills. I just moved into this hill off King's Road. This is my first Saturday night.
I know what he's going to say.
My first Saturday night in Hollywood. Listen to this.
Yes.
Around 9:30 at night, there's a knock on the door. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm brand new here.
Yes.
I open the door, and there stands a gorgeous, lovely blonde.
Michael.
No, but somebody awfully close to Michael, or so she said.
Yes, look, it was my
girl. She was
girl.
Lost in the hills and wanted directions, really. Later, I come to find out this is Michael Jackson's own.
What do you mean, his own? He owns her?
That's what she said. Is that true?
I think she owns me more.
True? Was that her?
That was my girl, yes.
Are you married, Michael?
No, of course I wouldn't admit to that after what he's just said.
Well, no, that's what I wanted. I forget.
Get away and go in a quick new Pontiac.
It's the swinginest, young and bold.
Get away and go, you've just got to drive that quick new Pontiac 65.
The Pontiac GTO is all hustle and muscle, a tiger through and through. It's eager to go, fun to wheel. The GTO comes with a roaring engine up to 360 horsepower, plus things that are extras on ordinary cars.
Yep, the GTO is right down there in the low price range. If you like to go, go Pontiac GTO.
Wide tracks, this is the year of the rideable, drivable wide tracks. So get away and go in a quick new Pontiac. See him at your dealer at Wide Track Town today.
Motor Trend Magazine Car of the Year at your Southern California Pontiac dealers now.
That's right. See your Pontiac dealer for the 1965 Pontiac. Woman just called in a suggestion. She said, why don't you give the 6 o'clock portion of your show in the morning to Michael Jackson and let Regis Philbin do the 7 to 8 portion, and then you can get some sleep and not come on late. Isn't that a swell idea?
I rather like that idea.
Well, see, now the listeners are concerned for both of you. I do want to thank Michael Jackson for being our guest this morning and Regis Philbin, and I wasn't kidding before, Mike. I think you got great talent, and I really loved your radio show. Did it have a high rating?
I don't know. To be very honest, I was always being told, yes, it did, and we were sold out. And then I would see the book, and I would be confused by the figures.
Well, ratings
I don't understand them. If they're high, then you believe them. If they're low, what phony.
That's
phony.
The life. Well, I mean, good luck in your future, and we hope to hear you soon here in town. And Regis Philbin, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you, Bob.
And hope to see you back on TV. Regis's show is still on, by the way, for another couple of weeks. This is Bob Crane. Until tomorrow morning, we'll have Carol Lawrence as our in-person guest. Until then, goodbye.